So, with fangs scampering around them, sniffing tree roots and leaves, they entered the forest. By the glow of Harry's wand, they followed the steady trickle of spiders moving along the path. They walked behind them for about 20 minutes, not speaking, listening hard for noises other than breaking twigs and rustling leaves. Then, when the trees had become thicker than ever, so that the stars overhead were no longer visible, and Harry's wand shone alone in the sea of dark, they saw their spider guides leaving the path. Harry paused, trying to see where the spiders were going, but everything outside his little sphere of light was pitch black. He had never been this deep into the forest before. He could vividly remember Hagrid advising him not to leave the forest path last time he'd been in here. But Hagrid was miles away now, probably sitting in a cell in Azkaban, and he had also said to follow the spiders. Something wet touched Harry's hand, and he jumped backward, crushing Ron's foot, but it was only Fang's nose. "What do you reckon?" Harry said to Ron, whose eyes he could just make out, reflecting the light from his wand. "We've come this far," said Ron. So they followed the darting shadows of the spiders into the trees. They couldn't move very quickly now. There were tree roots and stumps in their way, barely visible in the near blackness. Harry could feel Fang's hot breath on his hand. More than once they had to stop so that Harry could crouch down and find the spiders in the wand light. They walked for what seemed like at least a half an hour, their robes snagging on low-slung branches and brambles. After a while, they noticed that the ground seemed to be sloping downward, though the trees were as thick as ever. Then Fang suddenly let loose a great echoing bark, making both Harry and Ron jump out of their skins. "What?" said Ron, loudly, looking around into the pitch dark and gripping Harry's elbow very hard.
"There's something moving over there," Harry breathed. "Listen, sounds like something big."
They listened. Some distance to their right, the something big was snapping branches as it carved a path through the trees.
"Oh no," said Ron. "Oh no, oh no, oh—"
"Shut up," said Harry frantically. "It'll hear you."
"Hear me,"
said Ron in an unnaturally high voice. "It's already heard Fang." The darkness seemed to be pressing on their eyeballs as they stood terrified, waiting. There was a strange rumbling noise and then silence.
"What do you think he's doing?" said Harry. "Probably getting ready to pounce," said Ron.
They waited, shivering, hardly daring to move.
"Do you think he's gone?"
Harry whispered.
"Dunno."
Then, to their right, came a sudden blaze of light, so bright in the darkness that both of them flung up their hands to shield their eyes. Fang yelped and tried to run, but got lodged in a tangle of thorns and yelped even louder.
"Harry!" Ron shouted, his voice breaking with relief. "Harry, it's our car!"
"What? Come on!"